Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
TheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. That's Sir Elton bringing us back. One of his early songs. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Books, if you're using QuickBooks and you could use some help with accounting, bookkeeping, controller services, those kinds of things, you need to know about a company named Growth Force. Stephen King is here. He's the founder and the president and CEO of that organization, and they do good work. I've seen them do it. And so I encourage you to check out their website, growthforce.com. Is that right, Steve?
That's it. Thank you. Right. Thanks, Jim. Yep.
So check that out. We're talking about fraud. We're talking about internal fraud. And maybe that's redundant, internal fraud? No, there could be external fraud, right? They could have somebody come from the outside.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What would it look like? Give us an example of what it would look like. What's the classic fraudulent scenario?
Well, in our ebook, we've identified the top six ways that businesses get ripped off and how it gets done, how businesses get ripped off, and then what you can do about it. And we've listed out six of them. The first is cyber threats. This is a new research that we've done here for this book.
This is a new ebook. Threat. This is a new ebook too, right?
It's a brand new ebook. That's right. The threats of cyber theft are the fastest growing risk in small businesses. Cyber theft. So there's a whole section here that explains.
That's not internal though, right?
No, that's external. That's somebody. And I'll tell you one story that's what caused me to write the book. We got an email from a client, and CEO said, transfer $200,000 to this bank account. And our bookkeeper, and this is a client that transfers money all the time. They're right. International, and they're moving money all over the world. And our bookkeeper emailed back and said, well, you don't have that much money in the bank. And he said,
I've heard that before.
Yeah. And the CEO wrote back and said, well, then transfer $70,000. And, so our process is that we never have authority to move money, right?
Right.
That's just not allowed. So we have a double authentication on everything. And in this particular case, the bank had to contact the CEO. So they called up and said, hey, we want to, approval for this $70,000. The CEO said, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
And we went back and looked at the email.
When they asked for 200, then they took 70. That should have been a tip-off right there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Right? But, this is a guy who's traveling all over the world, so he's not looking at his bank account.
Right.
They just signed a new deal, so she thought that the big deposit check was coming in, and that maybe the check didn't arrive yet.
Right.
So transferring large numbers like that is not unusual for this client. And when you looked at the email was from the CEO with the signature, with their picture,
wow,
with their Twitter, and what it's called whale phishing. And there's a whole description of phishing and spear phishing, clone phishing, but
right.
whale phishing is where they actually go in and they watch the CEO's email, the whale, and they look and they replicate the email account, and all they do is they change one letter in the signature file.
Right.
So they'll set up, instead of acme.com, they'll have acme2.com.
Right. Which wouldn't check.
You wouldn't check because the email itself looks right, but you have to mouse over. There's
right.
a whole list of things in here of how businesses get ripped off. But that's
and,
the biggest
and these are
one
people who've and obviously these people have been targeted. This isn't an algorithm that's going after a million people. These people have been targeted.
That's right. They're fishing for a whale. The other big one that is payroll. If you're in addition to not ever letting the person who writes the checks should never reconcile the bank account. And if you can't separate those duties, then you have your CPA reconcile the bank account or hire an outsourced accounting firm to do it, but have somebody else do it. The other big one is payroll fraud. If your office manager is doing the payroll and insists that that's a good idea, you should be suspicious. Mm-hmm. Because we're in the business of doing bookkeeping, right? I can't deliver payroll services at ADP's or Insperity or Paychex's cost. Mm-hmm. Their costs are lower than my costs, right? Mm-hmm. So why would you have all that risk and all that cost? Something is suspicious, and the risks around payroll costs are really big.
And nobody working for you wants to make payroll. It's a thankless job. It's a disgusting job. Nobody wants to do that. So if somebody working for you resists you taking it, giving it to somebody else, when you're not talking about firing them in the process because they won't have enough work, if they're resisting, then there's something wrong.
That's right. And small businesses have a much greater risk. There's the studies here are really clear. If you have under 100 employees, you have a much greater risk because you don't have the ability to separate the duties.
Right.
The authorization, the transaction, and the person, the
internal offender, the criminal inside your organization, 99.9% of the time, the day before, you would have said they were your most trusted employee.
90% of fraudsters are first-time offenders with clean records.
Yeah. And people you would never have thought. In fact, sometimes family members. I've seen that before.
The average loss is $150,000, and it takes 18 months to uncover it.
Yeah.
It's small amounts every month.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's really something. Okay, so tell them how they can find the book, the e-book.
It's www.growthforce.com, and you can learn all about how you're likely to get ripped off and how you prevent it.
A practical guide for CEOs to protect their business against fraud, ladies and gentlemen. Check out the e-book there at growthforce.com. You'll thank me later. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stephen King and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.